The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Purina's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Purina makes, and beat it right along.
Fucking shoot me.
Not nice.
Fuck you.
As Big Fatty alluded to, actually, he didn't allude to it, he talked about it. And before I go any further, I want to thank that very kind man for always remembering. I'm sure he has a huge book that he lists all this crap, but he always remembers. He always remembers birthdays, anniversaries, this, that. He remembers and he calls and he's his kindness. Your kindness is not unnoticed, my friend. So thank you. Thank you for acknowledging what I'm going to talk about right now.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Your kindness is not unnoticed, my friend.
Fuck him. Yeah, fuck him, the asshole.
Not nice.
And fuck you, too.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4568 of the BFO for Wednesday the 13th. Of August 2025, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, plus hopefully most of the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty?
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Still no good.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
And a snoozy good morning to you.
Hello, Humpers. Big Fatty, are you talking about the hot dog down the hallway weekend? No, it's hump day. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, you're Humpers today because it's hump day. Big Fatty. Y'all, let's see. Wishing us a good morning, Big Fatty. Y'all, it was those kids from over there at the enormous little show. That's Holly and Casey. And yes, Big Fatty, they fucked it up. They did. And y'all, then that was old Crooked Hat. You know, he and that Daniel Bieber coming to visit the first weekend in
September.
And then in that whispering voice at the end, y'all, it was a mystery caller from Tennessee. I don't know who it could have been, but they, yes,
Big Fatty, yes.
Happy anniversary. Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 13th of August, y'all, it's a very important anniversary, and y'all, I've known these characters for many, many years. Y'all, I've been to their home out there in Walnut Hills, avoided the deer urine sprinklers. And y'all, I don't think I had meatloaf, a skull meatloaf with cone teeth, but I know we had green beans with scrambled eggs. And y'all, then I danced. I danced to the mechanical pianer. And y'all, this person's done little shows, used to have their own little show and been on other little shows. In fact, used to sit at the end of the bar with Brick Harder. And y'all even came to Pride 48 as a surprise to Bear Gardy back in Las Wages. I'm talking about none other than Auntie Vera Charles and her husband, Myron. Big Fatty, we love Myron.
Happy anniversary.
Knock it off!
Dear Gussie, y'all, let's see. It seems like I had finished telling you about Thursday evening over at the Hot Dog Down the Hallway weekend. Y'all on y'all, as we do, got up and we went over to the Sunrise Cafe and had brufkas. Sent my good friend Rick a picture. Used to send it to Jerry and send it to Rick now, and guess where I am? And y'all, we came back, and y'all, it was just a relaxing afternoon. I helped Chris with a couple of things, and met with the owners. Y'all wanted to see about getting an extended happy hour. You know, it used to be from 4 to 7 p.m., and they changed it to 4 to 6 p.m., but and Saturday night, y'all, in honor of Hot Dog Down a Hallway weekend, y'all, it was 4 to 7 again. So that was lovely. And, y'all, we went back over to the Capri Lounge. Sugar Hooker was still there taking good care of us. And y'all had some more of those jalapeno, jalapeno margaritas. Y'all had a little visitor come by the room, y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely, I tell you. It was some just lovely humpity bumpity. There may have been Bobo honking too, I'm not sure. Y'all came back to the room. I'd had a club sandwich on Thursday night for my supper, and I had the boneless fried chicken filet sub, and I think I talked about the sub sandwich, how good it was. I was out like a light, slept like a baby. I don't sleep quite as well when I'm not on my bed with the elevated head. You know, the head part of the bed is raised up, but I still slept well. Got up Saturday morning, had brufkas. What'd I have for brufkas? Oh, y'all, I had the steak and gravy brufkas, which came with scrambled eggs and two of those steak patties that, you know, like you get it on a biscuit at the Bojangles, and covered in sausage gravy, and it came with either grits or hash browns and toast. Y'all, it was too much. It was just too much. Ate every bit of it. We were out by the pool. Granny and Durwood were getting their towels in position. And so out there. And then they came out and they were buck naked. Butt naked. So I put them to work assembling not paper mache, what is that, crepe paper, kind of flowers and things like that. You know, you had to unfurl them and all that kind of stuff. So they helped with that, and Chris and I and little Derek putting up the tents and setting up the tables and getting the grills ready. And y'all, the DJ arrived around noon, and about 12:30, got on the microhoist. Y'all, speaking of the microhoist, I had a message from that Kim Beaver to expect a little something for the microhoist soon. So y'all, I'm sure she's got one of her Lesbyterian delivery people working on it. But Anyway, y'all, it was a lovely afternoon. Everybody had a good time. It was not a down. It was not a downer. It was it was a celebration, and we all remembered our friend Larry, who passed away back in the fall, or back in the winter, I guess it was. And and y'all, they had a poster for everybody to sign that had pictures of the of them cooking the weenies and the spread and all that kind of stuff. Y'all, I'm just going to tell you, there's so much food. I'm just going to kind of go down the line now and see if I can remember. There were buns. There were hot dogs. There was coleslaw. There was lasagna. There was macaroni and cheese. There was potato salad. There was German potato salad. There were deviled eggs. There were baked beans. There were sausages cooked with, you know, peppers and onions and sausages. What else were there? Did I say deviled eggs? I think so. Yes, because they come out of a chicken's butt. And then they had grilled pineapple and all kinds of cookeries and a sliced watermelon and lemonade to drink. Y'all, it was a spread. And y'all, if anyone left that, one thing about Larry and Ralphie, they were always worried they were going to run out of food. Y'all, and they never did, of course. And I can assure you that that tradition was kept up. And they did not run out of food. And so people were fixing to go containers to take back to their room, I guess, for the supper. And anyway, everybody was just having a good time. And Durwood and Granny were heading over to the Capri a little bit early. Y'all, we were trying to do a Zoom call, you know, or FaceTime with Ralph. He was up in New York State. New York State! Yes. He was visiting his family home up there. And y'all, it was too much. It was just going to be too much for him, and he didn't want to get all upset and everything, seeing everybody and missing everyone and all. So he said he would try to make it next year. So, you know, we'll know that there's a chance to get him next year, and y'all, that poster is going to go to him. Somebody's going to take it to him next time they go to Hatlanta. And so, anyway, it was a lovely Saturday evening. Y'all had a little more Bobo honking and Humpity Bumpity. And y'all, yes, Big Fatty, tongue sucking. Yeah, that wasn't the only thing. Yes, Big Fatty, we know. Y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely, I tell you. And y'all then went over to the Capri, because I didn't know if Ralph was going to do the phone call or not. And it was set for like around 6:30 if it was going to happen. So I was over there, and y'all, I had one drink, and everybody decided that that was... that since it wasn't going to happen, everybody was still having a good time. Met lots of nice folks, I said my au revoirs to everyone. Oh yes, Big Fatty, au revoir, and gave everybody a hug. Said my goodbyes to Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, and Mac in Flowrider. And, of course, Gay Country West, not spelled C-U-N-T, and Tommy. And they brought a new friend with them. And let's see, who else was there that I should be remembering? Big Fatty, we don't know. But if you were there, I said my goodbyes to you, I'm sure. And so, y'all, we headed on back Well, I headed on back. Granny and I headed on back, and he got him something to eat. And y'all, I was still full from that big lunch, and so I didn't have any supper or anything. And got back, and y'all, I just had a relaxing evening. I packed up everything because, we were going to be leaving Sunday morning, crack of dawn. And, I think we got away around 8 o'clock a.m. in the morning. And, we stopped for gas and for breakfast. Y'all, we went to the Parker's Kitchen. And it's a convenience store and gas station and all. But, y'all, they had the most delicious-looking selection of breakfast items. Y'all, I had an egg casserole that was full of sausages and link sausages and Bafran, and there may have been some ham in there. Y'all, they had fried chicken, they had fried catfish, they had grits, they had Bafran and sausage. I mean, all kinds of stuff. And then, y'all, they had the biggest cup of dark roast coffee, and y'all, it was good. It was really, really good. And so anyway, we ate right there in the gas station. They have a nice little area we can sit and enjoy. And so we did that and filled up, y'all, $2.59 a gallon. And anyway, then we got on the road. Y'all, let me just tell you something. Durwood has a lead foot. Yes, Big Betty, y'all. Well, we made it. We made it. We left the gas station about 8:30 a.m. in the morning, so we had finished eating and filling up and everything. And y'all, we were back in Charleston right after 10:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all. Moving. He was, yes, Big Fatty, he's got a great big convoy. It's true. And so, y'all, I spent the day unpacking everything and washing clothes. And I recorded my little show on Sunday. And what else did I do? I don't know. anyway, Monday, what did I do Monday? Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Well, y'all, you know what? I'm out of time, so I'm going to catch you up on, Monday and Tuesday and, today, hump day. There'll be a coupon, when you hear the little show tomorrow. So we're just going to leave it right there. And y'all, that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear gosh, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Standard operating procedure for Big Fatty. Y'all not doing Shady Pines Tuesday evening. I'll tell you all about that on Tamari's little show. And y'all, I don't know if you saw this or not, but y'all, the old gal's gonna be doing reruns of his Cruise of a Lifetime videos over there on the YouTubes. And y'all, he puts his face out there because he wants to be recognized. Big Fatty. So there you have it. So go check it out. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old gal, and old gal, in your old age, have you mellowed out it a little bit? And if so, prove it.
Your kindness is not unnoticed, my friend.
Fuck him. Yeah, fuck him, the asshole.
Not nice.
And fuck you, too.
Oh, Big Betty, the darling children have not mellowed in their older age.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.